talk to artists and young entrepreneurs, and most, if not all, will tell you fundraising is no fun. Up until recently, they only had a few tools to work with: foundations, angel investors, credit cards, and the generosity of family and friends. Ann Smith co-directs the Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic at the UW Law School. She says these sources are all risky, especially the last one on the list.
I think your mother is probably okay if you lose the money that she invested in you. Your friend, maybe not, if they lose all the money that they invested in you. So I think that you risk friendships when you have friends invest in your business and it doesn't work.
Fortunately for artists and entrepreneurs, they have another newer tool at their disposal. It's called crowdsourcing.
Basically, anyone who's working on something in the arts or, you know, in one of our many creative categories can present an idea, and they put it up on our site, and they have the ability to collect pledges for that project.
That's Cindy Au, the community director at Kickstarter, perhaps the most well-known website to take advantage of crowdfunding. Sites like these allow artists to solicit small gifts from a large pool of people who have little or no connection to the person raising the money. In Kickstarter's case, nobody is charged unless the fundraising goal is met. It's an approach that is growing in popularity.
A lot of people have described the act of backing a project as addictive. And I think there is definitely a sort of feel-good moment where when you back someone, whether it's someone you know or maybe it's someone you don't know, you realize that your small contribution, even if it's only $1 or $5 or $10, is literally contributing to making, you know, a film happen.
According to their website, Kickstarter provides a funding platform for projects that are, quote, big and small, serious and whimsical, traditional and experimental. Sam Mayfield used the website to raise money for a documentary she's making on last year's Capitol protests. It's a politically sensitive topic, which she says complicated her search for funding.
Political movies that challenge the existing paradigm are not easily funded. It's not the stories that are being told through mainstream media or through Hollywood production houses.
Enter crowdsourcing. Mayfield raised $42,000 in 25 days using Kickstarter. Her project had a total of 760 backers. She met her goal, but she's quick to point out it was not easy.
Some people think that you just put the Kickstarter, you put your video up there and then you just wait for money to roll in, and it's really not like that. It's a huge effort, and I was very lucky to have a creative team of people helping me in the project.
Not every Kickstarter project reaches its goal. In fact, most don't. According to Au, the success rate is around 46%. Growing pains aside, crowdsourcing is here to stay. Au says Kickstarter reminds her of an earlier era. She says websites like hers have their roots in the Renaissance and the idea of arts patronage. But now she says it's not just for the very rich. Au says it's possible for everybody to support the arts. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.